All right, are we ready to go ahead and call the August 22nd meeting of the Planning Commission to order? Madam Clerk, if I can have you do a roll call, please.
Yes, good morning. Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
And here. Chair Viacana?
Here. If I could have everybody stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
To begin, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Madam Clerk, is there any public comment on non-agenda items?
No request to speak.
All right, so I'll go ahead and close public comment and ask Mark for any updates from the staff.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair, Commissioners. Mark LaRue, Planning and Building. Thank you for everybody's effort getting here this morning. I understand we had car fires, parking closures, and other challenges, so I appreciate everybody's effort in making it today. Items of interest for you from the last Board of Supervisors meeting, which was held this past Tuesday, August 20th. There was a hearing to consider an adoption of a resolution of necessity for the acquisition of real property interest for the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. This is located between Avila Beach and the city of San Luis Obispo. This did not receive the required 4/5 vote, and the resolution was not adopted. There was also a hearing to consider an appeal by Daniel Perez of the Planning Commission's approval of a request by John Mussel for a conditional use permit to construct 72 affordable multifamily residential apartment units at 170 Magenta Lane in the community of Napomo. The appeal was denied and the decision of the Planning Commission was upheld. And the last hearing item this past Tuesday was to consider an appeal by Patrick McGivney of the Los Osos Sustainability Group of the Planning Department Hearing Officer's approval request for a minor use permit, coastal development permit for a 2,000 square foot addition to an existing single family residence at 363 Mitchell Drive in the community of Los Osos. This appeal was also denied and the decision of the Planning Department hearing officer was upheld. Your next meeting for September 12th has been canceled. There were no items on the agenda for that meeting. So your next meeting will be Thursday, September 26th. On the agenda for that meeting are three separate hearing items, all by the same applicant. So it is a consider request by Verizon Wireless for a conditional use permit to allow for the construction of operation of new wireless communication facilities. I'm only going to say that once because there's three different applications here. So the first site is within residential rural land use category and is located adjacent to the city of Paso Robles limits. The second site is within agricultural land use category and is located at 5225 Highway 41 East, approximately 0.5 miles north of the community of Creston. And the third site is within the residential rural land use category and is located at 3350 La Panza Road, approximately 3.75 miles east of the community of Creston. And that completes staff updates.
All right, thank you for that. Are there any questions for staff? All right, thank you very much. All right, moving on, it looks like we have the consent agenda first. Were there any questions or anything you would want to discuss on consent agenda? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion.
Would you like to open public comment?
Oh, can I open public comment on?
No request.
No? All right, so I'll close public comment. And now I'll look for a motion.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda as written.
Second.
Do a roll call. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
And Chair Viacana?
Yes. All right, we'll move on to the hearings. Madam Clerk, can you introduce the first item, please?
Yes, today's first hearing is a hearing to consider a request by David E. Cry for a general plan amendment application to change the land use category from commercial service to residential multifamily on a site totaling 0.68 acres. The project site is located at 249 Ash Street and 273 Birch Street, approximately 200 feet northwest of Cayucos Drive and Ash Street in the community of Cayucos. County file LRP 2023-00002. This is in Supervisorial District 2.
All right, great. Is there any ex parte on this item? No. All right. Mark, would you introduce the project team, please?
Yes, Sean Monk, planner, will be presented today with support from Cheryl Koo, supervising planner.
Thank
Good morning, Chairperson and Commissioners. My name is Sean Monk, planner with the current Planning Division. I'm here to go over a or present to you a general plan amendment request by David E. Carai. Some details about the request. The project is located, or sorry, the project request is for a land use category change from commercial service to residential multifamily. This project is in the community of Cayucas. It's located on 2 3.4 acre parcels. That's totaling 0.6 acre land use change request area. The existing uses of the parcel is vacant land, and there's one accessory dwelling unit as well. The purpose of the general plan request is to enable infill residential development, including both single family and multifamily developments. Here is the vicinity of the project area. As I mentioned before, it is in the area or the community of Cayucas in the Central Business District. We aren't proposing to change the Central Business District boundaries at all, so the project would remain in the Central Business District. It is roughly off of Cayucas Drive here. It has access to Highway 1 just up the block, as well as the center kind of commercial retail area here in the kind of pier area of the community of Cayucas. It is also roughly 300 or so feet from the Cayucas Creek, but it is not within a sensitive resource area. Here's the current land use map of the site. Currently, it sits here within the commercial service land use area. There is kind of a hodgepodge of land uses around here. And with the land use change request, if approved, would change it to residential multifamily. Directly adjacent to it would be this little strip of commercial service area left. This is a storage unit or a storage facility currently, as well as a woodworking shop next to it. Those uses would remain. Just north is Cayucas Elementary School. That's in public facilities land use category. Just to the northwest is recreation land use category. This includes the community swimming pool, as well as the tennis courts and park. There's also a park element to the elementary school. Staff recommends or sees this as a benefit to the land use request, as it provides extra amenities for residential development, especially multifamily. The multifamily land use category to the west here would connect to this land use change, so there would be that connection to the existing land use of residential multifamily here. And then commercial retail, as I mentioned before, in the commercial core of Cayucas, as well as office professional directly to the east of the project. The Cayucas Sanitary District offices are right here as well, just for orientation. Just a quick overview of the process to amend the local coastal plan. Originally, last year, we went in front, or we took this item, this request in front of the Board of Supervisors for authorization. They did approve it unanimously with some direction to look at maximizing density on the project through working with the applicant. And then took that information, worked with the applicant, and are here now at the Planning Commission hearing. You all will consider the project and make a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors. They will then hear the project with your recommendation. If they approve the project, it will move forward to the California Coastal Commission for a final approval and to amend the local coastal plan. If it is appealed or for some reason denied, it can come back to the Board of Supervisors. However, if it is approved at the Coastal Commission, it becomes law. And amends the plan. A little background on the project. So I mentioned before, we got some direction from the Board of Supervisors to look at maximizing density on the site. This was the original plan HERDA authorization. It included two single-family homes here on Ash Avenue, including two ADUs behind them. And then on Birch Avenue here, Cayucas Elementary is just north across the street from Birch Avenue, would basically mirror the unit design with two single-family homes and then two ADUs. The board felt that with a multifamily land use category request, that staff and the applicant should look at what it would take or look like to maximize density on the site. Just to be clear, the applicant would like to build his own home here to live in. That's his intent. And then build another one next door to either sell or have a potential family member. So staff and the applicant is keeping this design here on the Ash Avenue. This isn't changing from the initial request. However, we did look at the Birch site and the capacity to maximize density on this site. Originally, the applicant looked at limiting factors. They came to the conclusion that parking, since it is an issue in Cayucas, should be the consistent factor with the plan. So they found that they could support 10 units based on a subterranean parking here. So that would be enough to supply two one-bedrooms and then four two-bedroom units. However, fire would not support a building of this size. It would be roughly 44 feet. They don't have a ladder that high yet. So we basically kind of cut off the top and are bringing you this conceptual plan that is only two stories from the subterranean parking, and it reduces the project to a total of eight units. Again, this is all conceptual. You will see this project again since it's over. Staff is requesting that there's a planning area standard that will require this project to be five units or more. I'll get into that in a second. But basically, that would trigger the MUP. So again, you will see this final design as a minor use permit. This is the proposed planning area standard that we have, or that we came up with to ensure that density. It would live in the Cayucas community standards in the Sedaro area plan. And basically under density, we would have a paragraph added in red. So everything in red is what we're proposing to add to the plan. Everything in black is existing. Basically, we'd put that little F section there, and it would state at it would be titled 273 Birch Avenue parcel. The following standards apply to the approximately 0.34 acre parcel located at 273 Birch Avenue as shown in figure XX. That will be added later. Future development shall be a multifamily residential project, including apartments or for sale condominiums with a minimum density of 15 units per acre. It's approximately 5 units. Proposed development on the site shall not be subject to the intensity standard set forth in section 23.04.084, multifamily dwellings. The development proposal shall maximize the total unit count beyond the 5 unit minimum to the extent possible while maintaining compliance with the maximum height restrictions of the Cayucas Community Plan, parking standards, and neighborhood character of Cayucas. Maximum height for future development on this property shall be measured from the center line of Birch Avenue. We put that last part in just to kind of ensure the ability for the applicant to provide some flexibility in architectural standards. Right now in the plan, it is recommended or required that the average natural grade is used for that measurement. The applicant has said that they would be able to make this 8-unit project a reality with that. However, it would most likely just have a flat roof and not many architectural characteristics. So that's why we added that last part for the centerline measurement. And just for reference, this planning area standard is in your packet as attachment 7. And then I will go over the goals and policies of the project and its consistency. It supports local housing need This is the goals and policies of the plan, of the Cayucas Community Plan for residential multifamily. So for the new land use request, it would support local housing by increasing density in the central business district. It will align with the multifamily land use category purpose to provide a diverse housing type that includes single family, ADUs, and the multifamily development on Birch, and would provide that balanced growth that the policy suggests. Consistency with the Coastal Act, it would maintain a balance between residential and visitor-serving uses in the area, and then also protects coastal resources, including scenic views, and ensuring minimal impact. This is basically an infill site. It's surrounded on all sides of with development, so the impact would be minimal. It is previously disturbed as well. And then the view, it will not diminish any views of the ocean. It's actually in a really good site for this type of development. Even at that 10-unit, three-story concept we looked at, the only views that would be blocked would be potentially the elementary school. And even then, they have, or the school is on a hill, so they oversee the school or this building anyway. And so the views really wouldn't be impacted. It's one of the better sites for density in Cayucas. The purpose and character of residential multifamily land use category states that RMF, the residential multifamily land use, should be located in areas within the urban or village reserve line. Again, this is in center, basically the center area of Cayucas. It states that higher residential densities should be in close proximity to commercial areas and community services, as well as facilities. I mentioned before, there are a lot of amenities, recreational amenities in the area. So if you have an apartment, even though you don't have a yard, you can go out and still be active. So it's a great area for that, as well as the center community or commercial area. People, it's a very walkable area. They can just walk down to any restaurants there, the pier, the beach. Again, it's a great spot for residential development because of that. And then the residential development should have a wide range of densities, as well, as I mentioned before, including single-family and multifamily dwellings. That's a part of the character of residential multifamily land use. And then the densities should relate to street capacities, distance from the central business area, and then public sewer service. So this is on the community water as well as sewer, and has Public Works supports it with the access. I did forget to mention, I just realized back here on the conceptual plan, the subterranean parking will be accessed through the alleyway here. Public Works did review this project and didn't have an issue with this, as did fire, which I'll mention in a second. And we move on to referrals. It was referred out to several agencies as well as departments in the county. We got only three responses back. One was from the Cayucas Citizens Advisory Group. They did hear the project as well as the land use committee. And they both approved the project. I think just only one person didn't voted no to approve it. But yeah, everyone else was in support of the project. Their only feedback was they did want to see the measurement of height from average natural grade, just because they were concerned of a precedent that centerline measurement could create, since it's the rest of the community is average natural grade. However, this project is only, or that measurement would only be applicable to this parcel because of that area, planning area standard. That planning area standard is specific to the Birch Avenue site. Their other feedback was they wanted a consideration of a line of sight study to the school. The Cayucas Sanitary District also weighed in. Their only comment was they just didn't want this project to inhibit a future expansion of a second story on their office. It shouldn't affect that at all. And then Cal Fire originally did have an issue. They said they would not support that 44-foot height 10-story concept. However, after discussing with them, they do feel that this four-story concept, as long as it meets fire code, which would be required for that MUP approval, would be fine. The reason being that the alleyway, it might not be the best access for fire, but it's kind of moot as far as fire is concerned. As long as they have access around the sides there and the lot, it's only 150 feet deep. As long as they have 200-foot hose, which is standard on fire department engines, that'll be fine to get back there, and they'll be able to extinguish any fires, especially with sprinkler. So they are okay with this project or with this proposal. Finally, the recommendation from staff is that the Planning Commission recommend to the Board of Supervisors to adopt the general rule exemption for this project in accordance with the applicable provisions of CEQA, and also known as the general rule. That's attachment 5 in your packet. That's the general exemption. And number 2, recommend to approve the general plan amendment as shown in attachment 2 of your packet, as well as the planning area standard shown in attachment 7. And this should be recommended for approval based on the findings in attachment 1. And that concludes my presentation. I open it up for questions.
All right. Thank you for the presentation. Are there any brief questions for staff at this point?
No, thanks, Alex. Sean, that was very good.
Yeah. All right, great. Is there an applicant presentation as well?
I do have a presentation. Good morning, Chairperson, Viacana, and Commissioners. My name is Ian McCarville. I'm a land use consultant at Kirk Consulting. Today I am here on behalf of David Cry and will be sharing a brief presentation on his proposed general plan amendment. Here's the vicinity map highlighting the project site with 2 lots situated along Birch Avenue and 2 others along Ash Avenue. The project involves a general plan amendment to change the land use designation of 2 APNs, which contain 4 legal lots, from commercial service to residential multifamily. Additionally, the application proposes to amend the stereo area plan to establish specific standards for the Birch Avenue parcel, including a minimum site density requirement, height measurement standards, and an exception from the intensity factors in Title 23 of the Land Use Ordinance. This proposed project is consistent with surrounding land uses, housing types, the local coastal plan, and the Coastal Act. It also aligns with state and local government directives by promoting infill residential development consisting of low, moderate, and above moderate income housing within the Cayucas Urban Reserve line. Here we have the project parcels. Surrounding uses include single family residences with guest houses to the east and south, recreational areas to the west, and an elementary school to the north. The applicant envisions constructing single family residences with ADUs on the 2 Ash Avenue lots, aligning with the development on the south side of Ash Avenue. On the Birch Avenue lots, the plan is for a for-rent or for-sale condominium multifamily project, consistent with multifamily complexes to the east along Birch. It should be noted that no development is being authorized as a part of this application. Certain findings were made to support this general plan amendment. In short, the proposed land use is consistent with properties in the immediate vicinity, and the residential multifamily land use designation will allow an increase in residential density, which is compatible with the adjacent school, park, and library. The project has evolved since our original submittal, which solely consisted of a land use change from CS to RMF and envisioned an SFR and an ADU on each lot. During the July 2023 Board of Supervisors hearing, the board requested that we work with planning to establish less restrictive standards for the Birch Avenue parcel to establish a greater minimum density. Over the past few months, we have been collaborating with planning to assess the maximum development potential for the Birch Avenue parcel. As Sean explained, we initially submitted an eight-unit complex, which adhered to all height, setback, and parking standards. Planning then requested we explore a higher density option, which is when we then proposed the 10-unit complex. While this did achieve a higher density, it did exceed the 28-foot height limit by 14 feet and brought up concerns about precedent setting and fire safety. As a result of this exercise, we proposed text edits to the stereo area plan, requiring a minimum density of 15 units per acre, which equates to 5 units on the site, and exempted future development from the Title 23 intensity factor standards. Additionally, planning included language to measure height from the Birch Avenue center line to provide additional flexibility in future design while still adhering to parking setback and fire safety standards. This measurement from the center line of streets is actually occurs in the community of Cayucas along Ocean Avenue. So the concern of precedent setting there didn't occur because there was a nexus to making this suggestion. On August 7th, the project was presented to the Cayucas Advisory Council and received approval with recommendations. The council suggested that the new Estero area plan limit the Birch Avenue to no more than 8 units, which aligned with the conceptual plan that we had submitted. There was some concerns about, exceeding the 8 limit density and going too high. And again, it kind of all revolved around a precedent setting concern. They also suggested that the height not be measured from the Birch center line, again, with concerns about precedent. While the findings for this site were made about the school, I think that there is some sensitivity about the precedent setting in the community. Lastly, there was a recommendation by one of the council members for a line of sight analysis, which primarily related to concerns regarding a two-story building near a school, particularly in the context of a school shooter scenario. Here's a conceptual rendering of the future single-family residence for the Ash Avenue parcel. These lots are adjacent to an alley, so the rear access will be, the alley will provide rear access to the garages. The ADUs are positioned above the garages with a two-car garage allocated for the primary residence and a one-car garage designated for the ADU. Additionally, these parcels fall under the Coastal Zone ADU parking requirement overlay, so there is a mandate for one off-street parking per ADU. And this requirement would be fulfilled by the one-car garage, and additionally, there would be some space in the driveway for a second car as well. This slide shows the intensity standards outlined in Title 23. These standards are outdated and unnecessarily restrict development, which prompted the board and planning to recommend that we develop new standards for the Birch Avenue parcel. Below the table, you can see the proposed text edits to the Estero area plan, which introduces the new minimum density standards and the height standards for the Birch Avenue parcel. In conclusion, the general plan amendment proposes a change of the land use designation for two commercial service parcels to residential multifamily to facilitate infill residential development that aligns with surrounding properties. Additionally, the proposed text edits to the Estero area plan would enable the Birch Avenue parcel to be developed with increased density and for the height to be measured from the center line of Birch Avenue while still adhering to all other Estero area plan and Title 23 standards. With that, I would like to request that the commission recommend to the board that the general plan be approved, general plan amendment be approved. Thank you. And I'm available for any questions.
All right. Thank you for the presentation. Any questions for the applicant? No. All right. Thank you. All right, is there any public comment?
No request to speak.
All right, so we'll go ahead and close the public comment on this and bring it back to the commission for discussion.
Alex, I did forget to mention at the beginning that I did speak to Ian because I had some questions previously. I forgot to disclose that. But they're mostly on just public comment with the amendment process. And he answered all those and then just a couple of other background questions, so I just wanted to lay that out. But otherwise, it seems like a really good project for
the area.
And I couldn't find anything that I thought was not in alignment with that.
Okay. No, I agree. Donna, anything?
I'm to say the same things.
All right.
I remember when this is up before, it is just a follow through.
All right. Fantastic. Well, then at this point, I'll just go ahead and look for a motion.
All right. So I make a motion to recommend the Board of Supervisors approve the General Plan Amendment LRP 2023-00002 as shown in Attachment 2 and based on the recommended findings listed in Attachment 1. And
there's a second part to it, wasn't there?
What's the second part to that one, please, Sean? Help me out. Oh, and the environmental determination? Okay. And also to be considered in this an environmental determination that the project is categorically exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15061B3, a notice of exemption has been prepared pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15062.
Great.
I'll second that motion.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
Commissioner
yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
And Chair Viacona?
Yes. All right, motion passes. Thank you very much. All right, moving on, Madam Clerk, can you introduce the next item, please?
Yes. The next hearing is a hearing to consider a request by Richard Mitri for a third time extension to the previously approved conditional use permit, County File DRC 2019-00264 and lot line adjustment SUB 2020-00005, COAL 19-0115. For development of a storage and warehouse facility, County File Number NEXT 2024-00021, and this is in Supervisorial District 4.
All right. Is there any ex parte on this this item?
No.
All right. I will go ahead and have Mark introduce the project team, please.
Thank you. Presenting for planning today will be Dominic Del Porto, project planner, and Eric Hughes, supervisor for support, environmental specialist for support.
Good morning, Chairperson Viacona and members of the commission. My name is Dominic Del Porto, planning staff, and this morning I'll be presenting an overview of the extension request by Locke Soderquist, County File Number N-EXT-2024-00021. This is a request for a third and final time extension of conditional use permit DRC 2019-00264 and lot line adjustment SUB 2020-00005. This permit was originally approved by the Planning Commission on June 11th of 2020 and allowed for a 67,112 square foot storage and warehousing facility. The facility was conditioned to be completed and vested by 2022 plus time extensions. The site is located at 1320, 1330, 1340, and 1350 Professional Parkway in the northeast quadrant of the Guadalupe Road and Via Entrada intersection in Woodlands Village. The project site is highlighted here in yellow. The site is within the commercial services land use category. Surrounding land uses include recreation, agriculture, and industrial. Here we are looking at an aerial image of the parcels. The project is located across all four parcels. Here is the approved site plan showing the development across these four parcels. The Planning Commission may grant a third and final one-year time extension if the findings can be made. The first being that substantial site work could not be completed due to circumstances beyond the control of the applicant. The second being that there have been no changes to the land use ordinance applicable to the project, nor to the site characteristics that affect the land use ordinances, nor have there been changes to the community resource capacities to serve the project. And finally, that the original findings required in the original land use approval can still be made. Staff analysis, as detailed in the attached memo to the Planning Commission, demonstrates that the request meets the required findings for a third and final time extension, as well as the original findings required for conditional use permit and lot line adjustment approval. Substantial site work could not be completed due to circumstances beyond the control of the applicant, which included the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, staff is recommending that the Planning Commission conditionally approve the third and final time extension for DRC 2019-00264 and SUB 2020-00005 to be valid until June 11th of 2025, based on the findings in Exhibit A that carry over the original findings and conditions outlined in the attached memo to the Planning Commission. It should be noted that if substantial site work has not occurred by the end of the third time extension, if granted, the use permit will become void. This concludes staff's presentation. Planning staff is available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you for the presentation, Dominic. Any questions at this point? All right, hearing none. Is there any public comment on this item?
No request to speak.
No request, and no applicant, obviously, here. So I'll close public comment and bring it back for discussion for the commission. Any thoughts?
I would say just give them one more chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So are you in agreement with that, Don?
Yes, I am.
Give them one more chance. Okay. Do you mind if I make a motion then?
No, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. So make a motion to approve, conditionally approve, a third time extension for NEXT 2024-00021 to the previously approved conditional use permit DRC 2019-00264 and lot line adjustment SUB 2020-00005 lot line adjustment until June 11th based on findings A through D. Is that accurate enough? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
That covers it. I'll second that motion.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
And Chair Viacana?
Yes. All right. So, Madam Clerk, can I have you call the next item?
Sure. Our final hearing item is a hearing to consider a request by Verizon Wireless for a conditional use permit to allow for the construction and operation of a new wireless communications facility consisting of three sectors of three antennas, each totaling nine panel antennas, along with six remote units located within a 50-foot faux water tower. This is County File N-DRC 2023-00055. And again, this is in Supervisorial District 4.
All right. And so they requested to continue. So how do we just still do the presentation, or what would be the, what is the
Brian Sackler, County Council's office. So it was agendized for today, so you at least need to open up public comment, and then it's the commission's prerogative whether they want to hear the presentation or not, but you at least need to open public comment.
Okay. I would assume that we are going to hear everything at the next meeting, so that we don't need a presentation?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll go ahead. Is there any public comment on this item?
No requests.
All right. Hearing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission for a recommendation.
Yeah, it makes sense to do them all together.
Okay.
At the next meeting, right? These three
Correct.
Verizon items are all together.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. This,
and that this was their reason.
Well, I'll move that we extend it to the next meet, or next to a following meeting.
Yeah. So on September 26th, you have.
Do you need a specific time or date?
If
yes.
We continue it to a date certain of September 26th.
Okay. For September 26th hearings, then?
Second that motion.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Campbell?
Here. Yes.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
And Chair Viacana?
Yes. And that was the easy one, Dominic. So you thank you. All right.
All too easy.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So let's see. That is it. So I will take a look for a motion to take all correspondence and testimony into the record.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you so much. Thank you. That was easy. Now it's going to take me more time to get home.